You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes today. Let's see what we can do in 15 minutes. Let's see what the Lord can do in 15 minutes. Lord, I pray right now for our broadcast here today. Lord, I pray that you would open up people's eyes to this great mystery that's been going on for 2,000 years now, Lord. Speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're looking at something. It's a great revelation the Lord gave me. It's called the mystery of iniquity. That's a scripture verse. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Paul says, for the mystery, now we got another mystery. There's mysteries, there's 10 of them in the New Testament. The mystery, like where it says in 2 Timothy, great is the mystery. Actually, 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Here you've got another mystery. It's a secret, heavenly secret, known only to God and those to whom that he wills to reveal him. Now, I prayed for 10 years to have understanding of what this meant. And I believe the Lord's given me understanding. That is what this sermon is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness, the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Think of this. This is like yeast. You know, sometimes just a little bit of yeast in a batch of dough makes the whole thing rise. Yeast is like evil. Just a little bit, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little bit sometimes is all you need. Well, this mystery of iniquity is an evil spirit that's infecting people, preparing people for the end of the age. This is a look. How can you tell? Because this isn't... Friend, it's you that's got the bullseye on you, not the unbeliever. You have a bullseye on you. The devil is trying to take you off of the front lines and put you back on the bench so that you will be complacent and can't make a difference out here. That's what this is. How can you tell you've been infected with this spirit? This is part two of this message now, the mystery of iniquity.
Church, think spiritual here, okay? Like all of these other mysteries are spiritual, so is this one. I mean, we just looked at one. Mystery number one, that people don't understand the Bible. It says Satan immediately comes and snatches away the word that was sown in their heart. Can you see that? No, you can't see that. Do you see the devil sitting here? Waiting for you not to understand? You don't see that. It's a mystery. It's like the law of gravity. You can't see it, but you can bet your sweet bippy it's true. Walk out of the fourth story building and see what happens to you. This is a spirit infecting people with a virus. And the scary thing is that people who are infected with this virus don't know it. It's a progression. Just like James 1:14 said, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death when it's done with you. It'll kick you out. It's a progression. And here's another scary thing. Sorry. You guys got friends visiting here today. Here's this crazy pastor telling people they're infected. I didn't say you were infected. We're going to let the Holy Spirit speak today. And he's going to show, I believe he's going to show, those that are. And praise God if you are, guess what? We're in church. The Lord's with us and he forgives you no matter what it is that you've done. I mean, praise God, you want to get your eyes open today, right? It's easy to catch an infection. Anyone have any children? It's easy to catch an infection. Sometimes you get a little infection. Maybe on your foot, right, Darren? And you just blow it off and don't care about it. Then it's up to your ankle. Then it's up to your knee. Thank God it's not the dark ages. Then they'll get out the hacksaw. Unless if you still don't care, then it'll move on up, move on up, move on up. This is a progression. Now, as I said, the spirit of lawlessness is after you. You, the Christian believer, whose names are written in the book of life, the spirit of lawlessness, I'm going to call it, is after you. You've got a bullseye right on your heart. Right on your heart of hearts, which inspires you to think and to love. What are some symptoms of the spirit of lawlessness? Number one, lukewarm. I originally had, now I crossed this off, twice I crossed this off. Originally I had anything goes, but I've changed that to lukewarm. Now remember what lukewarm means. Lukewarm, best definition I've ever heard is this. It's to be the same temperature as your surroundings. We're looking at symptoms of how to know you've caught an infection. Same temperature as your surroundings. Anything goes lifestyle. There is no sin. Live however you want. Relax. Take thine ease. To incorporate the old saying, to each his own. Lukewarm includes complacency and going along with the world and its progressive evil. The Lord Jesus said of this spiritual condition, he said, I could wish that you were hot or cold, but since you were lukewarm, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. He doesn't care for this condition. Lukewarmness. Lukewarm. If you say no to righteousness and yes to anything goes, then you're infected with the spirit of lawlessness and you don't know it. Or perhaps you do know it, and you don't care. So that's number one on that handout here. Lukewarm. If that's you, you've subconsciously taken sides against Almighty God, and you're a hindrance instead of being on his side. Siding with Sodom will have catastrophic results. No matter how much you're bullied. James 4:4 says, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore, that makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So don't go around singing that song in here anymore. I am a friend of God if you're going to buddy up with the world. Because you're not his friend. You're on the other side. Perhaps you don't know it. If you don't know it, you're going to switch sides here today, by golly, before you walk out of these doors. No one knows when they're deceived. That's the whole idea of being deceived, is you don't know it. Right? How many years have we looked at that in this church? Eve, The serpent deceived me and I ate. Do you think she would have done what she did if she would have known it? Eat of this fruit and you're going to cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross and cause little children to die of cancer. Here, have a bite. What do you think she would have done? Get behind me, devil, right? Judas, Matthew chapter 27, verse 2. Judas, it says, when he saw. Think about that. When he saw what had happened to Jesus, he cried out in the temple and said, I've sinned. I've sinned. And he hurled the money in the temple. He was deceived. See, there's godly sorrow and there's worldly sorrow. That's the difference between what Peter did, who put his hand on a stack of Bibles and said, I swear to God, I've never heard of Jesus Christ, ever. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Godly sorrow brings about repentance unto salvation. Not to be repented of. Godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. Godly sorrow is getting on your knees here and repenting for the sins you've committed. Worldly sorrow is doing what everyone else out here in the world does. They go out and hang themselves. Suicide is stylish today. Godly sorrow. Repent. My friend Eric Marshall, you all know him, he's preached here before, posted on his Facebook the other day a statement I agree with. He said, it's time to stop saying God bless America and time to start praying, Lord, deliver us from evil. Remember what Jesus told Peter seconds after Christ praised him for recognizing who he was. He said, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me because you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Same thing here, church. It can be this quick, too, that you turn. Please don't forget that. As quick as Peter went from being hero to goat, don't savor the things of men. Savor the things of God. Stay on the cutting edge. Keep your spirit sharp by constantly renewing your mind. Stay in this book is my encouragement to you. Stay in the book. Keep reading, studying this book. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Don't give in to the anything-goes lifestyle and its temptation. Don't fulfill Bible prophecy and find yourself lukewarm either. Same temperature as your surroundings. Okay, that's symptom number one, lukewarm, or anything goes. Number two, the symptom number two to know you've been infected is tolerance. Tolerance. A is tolerance of sins. B is tolerance of lifestyle. 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement is a temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.